Mark Bennett, you wrote the second piece of this series that outlined the toll these property tax caps have taken on municipal revenue streams, and you called it a narrowing of cities and towns' main fiscal artery, comparing it to a midlife heart attack for some of these municipalities. Some cities, though, have fared better than others financially. They've made it work. Why hasn't that happened in Terre Haute?
The scope of things done here probably doesn't come close to matching some of those cities that took more drastic steps. And the property tax caps certainly hit here as hard as any other city. However, you know, what hasn't happened here is a local option income tax. Part of the reason for that is really complicated, but when Vigo County adopted its tax structure for local income taxes, it made the choice to be a Cadjet County, which puts the county council in charge of adopting local option income taxes. And, you know, if you're in a situation where the city needs an infusion of money through an income tax, unlike other urban counties in the state, the county council would have to agree that there's an issue with the city within its county and then take action.
Max Jones, as of June this year, the city's general fund was $8.5 million in the red. What's Mayor Bennett's administration been doing to pay its bills?
Of a number of things. They began commingling funds with other of the large accounts in the city's budget. There have been some other things they've done to try to save money. They didn't feed their escrow account to pay for their wastewater treatment plant for about 5 months and got them in quite a bit of trouble with the Indiana Finance Authority when they did that. But eventually they made the full payment. But it was these sorts of things that started pointing to these management decisions they were being forced to make that basically just highlighted the fact that they were running out of ways to manage this, and it was getting much more difficult to manage it, and their problems were just mounting, and it was coming to crisis proportions.
You report in this series that the warning signs have been there and that the city has really failed to act. But this year, it seems the problem has really become apparent. Do you sense in your conversations with city council members, the mayor, that there will be the political will to address this fiscal situation in a meaningful way?
We do get a sense that they're starting to get a little more nervous about this. I certainly think the public pressure that they're feeling has grown. But that remains to be seen because there are several members that will be going off the council at the end of the year, and there will be new council members coming on in January who are already on the record favoring a far more aggressive approach to this issue. So we got to see what happens in the next 3.5 months first and see if they can do anything with this budget that would sort of get the deficit under control and at least stop the bleeding. And then probably it will take the next council or the next mayor or change of approach of the current mayor if he gets reelected in how to deal with this long term.
You mentioned the mayor is facing reelection this year. He won relatively easily in 2011. Do you get the sense that he's a bit on the hot seat over his fiscal management?
You know, it's kind of a little hard to say at this point. I certainly think he's on the hot seat. There's no question about that. On the other hand, the Democrat opponent hasn't turned up his campaign heat much yet. But that said, there is no question that the incumbent mayor is under heavy scrutiny and is not going to have an easy time as he did in his last election.
Mark Bennett is a columnist and feature reporter at the Terre Haute Tribune Star. Max Jones is the paper's editor. Mark and Max, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.